SCR Morning News Express, Free Talk 930, WFMD. It's interesting that we were mentioning the Detox Center and the movie called Heroin's Grip, which we mentioned to talking about it with Chuck Jenkins, the sheriff of the county, mentioned everybody should go see it. And as a matter of fact, we have the man who was the man behind the movie, Heroin's Grip, Mr. Conrad Weaver, in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, your reasoning for making a movie like this, or a documentary. It's not really a movie.
Right.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. It tells the story about the heroin opioid crisis here in our county. You know, in living here, I hear the stories about this crisis every day on the news, and including some friends of mine whose kids were involved in this. And about 2 years ago, I decided, you know, I can't just sit on the sidelines and turn my head and ignore the problem. I've got to get involved. And I do, you know, I get involved in the way I know how, and that's to make a film.
Okay.
And so that's what got me started in producing this documentary.
All right. So tell me, when you started, I mean, that's got to be a daunting task to start something like
Absolutely.
This. Because, of course, number one, you have to find addicts, you have to find families, you have to have people who are willing
right.
to tell a story of something that a lot of people are probably ashamed to talk about.
Sure, and that is a challenge. And, if you know, I had some friends that who initially I heard their stories and they were willing to talk about their story, and so they connected me to other people. So the recovery network here in Frederick is quite extensive. There's a lot of people interconnected. Everybody kind of knows each other. And so as I connected to one person, they connected me to someone else who connected me to someone else. And so that opened doors. And then I had some friends of mine in Middletown who are kind of now the kind of the heart of the story of the film. They're friends of mine. We used to go to church together. And their son has, you know, had been using for about 10 years. And they were willing to open their hearts and their souls and bare their souls mm-hmm. and tell their story. And so that it was amazing that these people are willing to do that. But I think they see the need for this, the need to get the story out so that other people understand. Because most people like me who live in the suburbs, who don't, you know, aren't really directly involved in this, don't really understand what the life of an addict is. And I didn't understand that until after I made this film. And so it's really changed my perspectives. It's changed my attitudes toward these folks. It's changed my attitude towards people who have lost their loved ones. And I see what this disease does to people and what it does to their lives. And I think as people see the film, it will change their minds as well.
But you mentioned something, and being the talk guy that I am, you said a disease. Some people would say it's not a disease, it is a choice. Somebody chose to stick something, smoke something, do something to their body. How can that be a disease?
So I believe that the choice is made the first time, especially with heroin. And every addict I've interviewed says you take it once, and then after that it's not really a choice. You want this. You have to have it. And if you watch the film, you'll understand that. It really, that there's a chemical thing that happens in the brain that once that level of opioids hits the brain, there's a chemical thing that happens that forces you to, I mean, you chase it. You go after it. You want it. There's no other feeling in the world like it, according to the people who've used. And so that's all you do. It's all you want to do.
The creator of the film Heroin's Grip, a documentary. We'll have more with him coming up on the Morning News Express and Free Talk 930.
The Fox Sports Update on 930 WFMD. Free Talk. Fantastic. FMD.
821 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express in the studio. Conrad Weaver, he is the producer of the movie Heroin's Grip. A documentary film about the heroin crisis in Frederick County. Did you just keep to Frederick County, or did you go beyond the borders?
No, we're focusing on Frederick County.
Okay.
And we interviewed a few people in Baltimore, like a medical expert, but we focused on the story in Frederick County. That's what I wanted to focus on, kind of, because Frederick County is kind of a microcosm of what's happening around the country. I mean, this is happening everywhere. People I talk to all around the country, it's happening everywhere. So we decided to focus on Frederick County because, one, it's local. There's some compelling stories here. And we wanted to help people in our community. And that's part of my my reason for making this is, you know, part of the funding that's going to come back from the film in ticket sales or whatever is going to be given back to the people in the community to help local people. And so that's what I wanted to do, is focus locally and then give back locally as well.
You mentioned that you had off the air that you had talked to some doctors, medical doctors down in Baltimore, I guess. We have Narcan, and you were talking about the chemical transformation of the brain.
Right.
Are there people who are now working to a pill, a shot that will change that chemical reaction in the brain and switch it off?
Switch it off permanently? I don't know.
Okay.
Narcan does switch it off temporarily. It reverses the effect of heroin or opioids in the system. So, but that is very temporary.
Right.
In fact, sometimes when people are overdosing and the authorities are called back, is because they overdosed, that they got Narcan, and before the Narcan was totally off, or they used again, but they still had some of that other, you know, previous use in their system, and now they overdosed again. And so I'm sure there are scientists and researchers who are working on switching that off, so to speak, but it's a very difficult process.
What about access did you get from local police? I mean, sheriff, state police, and city police in Frederick?
Sheriff Jenkins and Chief Hargis in the city, they were both very open to me doing ride-alongs with their officers. I spent quite a bit of time with both departments doing ride-alongs, doing drug interdictions with the sheriff's department on I-70, where they would stop cars that had heroin in them. We saw some of that. We rode with Frederick City Police, and we were able to, unfortunately, ride up on, you know, fatal overdoses, and to see what the police and law enforcement and EMTs see every day is very stark, very gripping, and to see that and to realize that these officers, these EMTs, these paramedics, this is what they deal with every single day. And they're seeing this, and it's got to affect them. It's got to impact, their mental health, really. I know it did me. You know, riding up on a fatal overdose, man, I had to go home and just kind of clear my mind. It was tough.
It's a vision you don't get out of your mind.
Exactly, and these people see it every day.
Yeah. The takeaway that you have from this and that you hope that people will have from it as well.
So the biggest takeaway for me is I understand better what an addict goes through, and realize that a lot of times once they get into addiction, it's no longer a choice. Mm-hmm. It is something that drives them. That's all they live for. In fact, the one guy I deal with, and he says this in the film, he says, you know, when I'm using, it's easy. I only have to focus on one thing, just one thing. And that's where I'm going to get my next high.
Right.
In real life, I have to focus on the kids and focus on the bills, focus on the job. So there's a lot of stressors. But when I'm an addict, I just have to focus on one thing. And so this whole process gave me a much better understanding and an empathy for these folks who are caught up in this addiction. Before, it was like, I just stop using. Well, guess what? It's not that easy.
Not that easy. But I don't know if this is the person who wants to ask you a question or say something. Good morning, WFMD. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Vincent.
Hey, Vincent, how are you this morning?
So I'm going to make a comment. It is going to sound heartless. So, you know, I'm one of those people who, at my age, I'm at the point where I don't care. I even heard in the sheriff's voice a little bit of exasperation about the fact that, you know, here we are repurposing a building. We're going to try our best to help some people through it. But what I'm not hearing about, and by the way, I applaud your guest and what he's doing, all right? Mm-hmm. Over in Talbot County, where I have a little business, you know, just in March, I went through 6 to 8 young men between 20 and 30, gave them an opportunity to learn as a carpenter's apprentice. Every one of them failed because they went back to drugs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, I know Bob knows this. My son serves active duty, you know, and those are the people I care about. My brother just passed away from cancer. I understand the struggle they went through just trying to handle the right type of pharmaceuticals. I know it sounds like I'm going all over the map, but let me just say this. The reason I say I'm at the point I don't care is these damn kids have an opportunity, and adults, all right, to live life. All right. And our society, Bob alluded to this, our society props up, Maryland props up bad behavior, and we're not going after the root cause as fervently as we should. All right. And I'm not trying to be extreme and say bring back the gallows and hang the dealers, but why not? Okay. And I'll leave it there and listen. Thank you.
All right, Vincent. I appreciate it. I mean, I guess, and I've not dealt with somebody, I've dealt with people who have had addictions and stuff, and I think that that's why they call it heroin's grip. I think that a lot of these people, and I don't want to speak for Conrad, but I will here for just a second, would probably rather not be addicted to heroin.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for whatever reason why they chose it the first time, now it's chosen them.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone I've talked to is like, you know, I didn't choose to get up one day and decide to become a heroin addict. You know, I chose one time to try it,
right,
and then I was caught in the addiction.
But why, we know what the problems are, and do you address this in the film at all? We know that the problems are there, so why would somebody, anybody, try it for the first time?
There's a whole variety of reasons. Every single addict I've talked to, and this is controversial, it could be controversial, every single one started with alcohol and smoking weed. Mm-hmm. There's not a one that didn't try that first. And that led them down the path to try pills. Some people, perhaps they have a medical injury of some kind, and so they're given Vicodin, they're given OxyContin, and that, what I've heard and read and heard, you know, from experts, it says it only takes 10 doses of OxyContin to become an addict.
Yeah.
So you take 10 doses, but, you know, potentially you are addicted. And then once that prescription runs out, you're looking for a substitute. And heroin is a cheap substitute. Yeah. And so that's the path that most people take, either through smoking weed, going into pills, going into heroin, or you're taking some medical, you know, prescription for pain that you've gotten, and then that leads you down to the path of heroin.
We'll have more with Cameron Reamer. We'll actually talk about the movie Heroin's Grip, which is making its debut tonight. We'll do that after the news, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Hi, this is Earlene Voigt from Damascus, Maryland, and it's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express in the studio. Conrad Weaver, he has got the movie called Heroin's Grip, a documentary film, which is going to be shown tonight. I can sit there and talk to you about this for a long time, and I know... Did you get in? You said you got a new perspective and maybe more of an empathetic about people who are using. But the people who are using, I find, are not what you typically call, inner city, or where
right.
You would go, okay, well, there's the problem. Those were the crack dealers. That's where the crack
right.
heads are and stuff like that. It's suburbia.
Absolutely.
That's going down to downtown Baltimore or downtown Frederick or wherever,
yep.
and riding and looking for their high to go home. To their nice homes,
right?
And,
there's no race division. There's no socioeconomic. You know, it's everyone.
Right.
I mean, I've interviewed people who live in nice neighborhoods in Middletown. You know, I've interviewed people who live in downtown Frederick,
mm-hmm.
in the country up near Thurmont. You know, so it affects everyone across the board, and it's not the typical heroin addict today. Is not the you know, inner city, what we used to call, you know, junkies down on the street corner.
Right.
Sure, there are still some of those people who are homeless on the streets and using heroin, but it's in our neighborhood. I mean, literally my neighbor's kid, you know, who is using, you mm-hmm. know, fortunately now she's clean.
Good.
But so it can be your neighbor, my neighbor. It can be anyone. Mm-hmm. It can be the 50-year-old guy who's, you know, started using OxyContin and became addicted. It can be the 17-year-old who is at a party and is given pills and then becomes addicted and overdoses.
Mm.
And so it can affect anyone.
Tell me, okay, the movie is tonight. There are two showings, but
yes.
The first showing, 7 o'clock, is sold out.
7 o'clock is sold out. I have a couple of tickets to give away.
Tickets to give away for the 7 o'clock showing.
7 o'clock showing. And then the 9 o'clock is still, we're about half full with the 9 o'clock, so tickets were selling fast. They can go to heroinsgrip.com or go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Just search for Heroin's Grip, and they can get the link to Eventbrite and purchase the tickets.
Will they be able to purchase them at the door?
Yes, they'll be able to purchase them at the door tonight. And the showing is at Frederick Community College at the JBK Theater. There's a, you know, we're, like I said, the 7 o'clock showing sold out, 410 seats, every seat's accounted for, except for these two right
except for these two right there. And we'll give those away right now at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. If you want to go see Heroin's Grip, future for this movie, you're hoping that it doesn't just stay in Frederick?
It's not going to just stay in Frederick. We're talking to some people about getting it more widely distributed in the region and then hopefully around the country. We're also submitting it to film festivals nationally and internationally. And then we're also going to be producing a shorter version that will be able to be shown in schools, in school programs, so that we can take this to schools not only in Frederick County, but around the state of Maryland and around the country to teach young people and parents about this problem and how to get out of it and that there is hope. That's the whole message of the movie, is there is hope for the addict. There is hope for those people who have lost their loved ones, and there is hope if you walk toward hope.
It's only about an hour and 15, 20 minutes, something like that?
Yes.
So it's not going to take up a whole lot of time tonight. Conrad, appreciate you doing this and this movie. Hopefully it's widely successful, but better than that, that it has the message that heroin is not something that anybody should get involved in, and that it changes lives.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Morning News Express, 840 at WFMD. If you want those tickets, give me a call right now, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Diana Gifton has all the details.
Accident on 340 eastbound by Ballinger Creek Pike off to the shoulder of the roadway.